At this year's EAA convention, special events are planned around the DC-3, a plane originally built by Douglas in 1935. Fittingly, 35 of the planes are on display. One of them is the meticulously restored flagship Detroit, which flew for American Airlines. John Techmeyer is a retired American pilot who says the DC-3 paved the way for modern air travel.
It was really the first airplane that was able to make money outside of the constructs of the airmail system, where the government was subsidizing airlines to fly mail. And this is the first one that really did it with people.
And Techmeyer says those people included some famous early airline passengers.
This particular seat here we have documented. Eleanor Roosevelt rode in this seat many times.
Even at 75, the DC-3 still looks sleek and modern. It's propeller operated and sits tilted back on its tail.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Thomas White is president of Basler Turbo Conversions, also located in Oshkosh. The company is billed as the only one in the world to completely remanufacture old DC-3s.
Zero accumulated fatigue damage, that's as close to a new airplane rating as you can get.
White says his company employs 65 people, most of them certified aircraft technicians. They basically take a plane apart and put it back together.
You can see they're replacing a lot of skin. They're replacing ribs. You see these, looks like a porcupine skin up there. Those are called clecos, and they're holding new aluminum in place.
The DC-3 was drafted in World War II and was renamed the C-47. With war's end, there was a glut of the planes, and the industry was moving to bigger jets anyway. So the last DC-3 came off the line in 1945. But the plane still has its uses, and that left Basler Turbo with an opportunity. Each remanufactured plane can take 6 months to finish at a cost of $7 to $8 million. But White says a brand new plane with similar capacities would cost nearly $30 million. And not many modern planes have similar capacities to the DC-3. It has an 11,000-pound payload. It can land on skis in places like the Antarctic or in Canada's Northwest Territories.
Every day the DC-3 is flying with passengers, freight, and dogs.
Mikey McBrien and his family live in Yellow Dog Northwest Territories, where they run Buffalo Airlines. It still ferries passengers and brings necessities to remote villages.
Where we're from, the roads are scarce, so it's everything from your daily newspaper to KFC sends their chicken with us.
And for Buffalo Airlines, the DC-3 has proven to be lucrative in a very modern way. It and the McBrien family star in a Canadian reality TV show called Ice Pilots. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.